Thank you, Lord Sutherland. So I'm delighted, obviously, to be here this evening and appreciate the opportunity to join you. I obviously have a number of hats, as many of you do, that you can wear in these environments. And particularly, I was discussing with Dougal and suggested that it might be an opportunity for me to use my business hat in here. Well, clearly, obviously, in commentary and afterwards, I'd be very happy to talk with multiple hats. But I think one of the particular perspectives in business was brought strongly to me somewhat over 4 years ago now, when I was initially appointed to the chair of Innovate UK. And I went to dinner at the Science Museum, and I was sitting next to someone from Rothschilds at one side and actually someone from the Science Museum at the other. And I said, I've just been appointed to the chair of TSB, as it was at the time. And I then went through a dialogue that I repeated 100 times, I think, over the next few weeks, is, oh, TSB, you mean the bank TSB, is it? No, not that TSB, the Technology Strategy Board, to which they then said, Technology Strategy Board, what does that do then? And I then went through a whole diatribe explaining, budgets and so on. The reason I say that was that, in many businesses, and I think over the last number of years we've improved this, in many businesses, the idea that there's an organisation that can help and support innovation was a bit of an anathema, to be quite honest, and certainly something that was not widely known. And I genuinely think that's a missed opportunity and has been a missed opportunity. And we have improved it significantly over the last number of years, but we still have a long way to go. And certainly from a business perspective, one of the things that concerns me is that that goes backwards. Whereas I think we have a real opportunity, and I'm genuinely very encouraged by John's narrative and discussion about the way he sees UKRI evolving, is the opportunity to genuinely engage business more. Because there's no doubt about it that the language, the transaction costs, the ability to engage, whether it be with universities directly or in research projects, is actually something that's very challenging for many businesses. Some segments or sectors do it better than others, but there are some sectors who this passes by completely. And I'm not saying this is necessarily about government money, it's about a way of actually building excellence. And I'll try and give you a couple of examples of that in the world that I live in. Because in that world, the world is changing, not only for the reasons that Julie outlined, the two conversation topics that we'll undoubtedly have over the next number of weeks, but actually it's changing because everything else is changing in the world at the moment, most notably the tsunami that is the sort of digital revolution that's been happening for many years, but it's happening more and more. And that new platform for evolution, for revolution and for innovation, is something that we really want to be in a strong position to capitalise on here in the UK. We've seen the sorts of stats that emerge from this, moving from, 20 billion or so things connected to the internet to potentially over 500 billion in the short term. In fact, in the first 3 months of this year, there were more cars connected to the internet than there were mobile phones. So there's a very big change happening here, and every industry has to accept that there is some fundamental change that we have to capitalise upon. We're looking at the amount of traffic on the internet between 2014 and 2019 tripling in size, and 40% of that traffic coming from devices that are not traditional devices we'd expect to see, so things like sensors and so on. That's a very, very different world, and we're starting to talk about zettabytes, which is basically, for those I'm sure everyone here in the Royal Society knows, but is a 1 in 21 zeros of data going from 4 zettabytes to 44 zettabytes in just a couple of years. This is big, big change that's happening here, and I think the opportunity we have is to start to capitalize on that change and use some of the best that we have by pulling our research, innovation, and industry much tighter together. So the fact that we're going to do that is important. But I think there's a broader context that also applies to us here, particularly in the UK. And this 75% number is an interesting number, because in recent times I've been very involved in some work that's going on looking at the challenge we have in the UK around productivity, because we have a big challenge in the UK around productivity that I think everyone's very well aware of. We're sitting at sort of 17% below the EU average. It's basically stagnated since the recessionary times, or since 2008. And that's a big problem for us. And I think as a globally competitive nation, we have to pull in the absolute best we can pull in. This 75% number is an interesting one. It's emerged from that work. It essentially says that 75% of employees in the UK work for organisations which are below the average productivity for Europe. That's a big challenge for us. And I think unless we can drive the innovation that we need to drive, then we're going to have a problem with that. That's even more exaggerated in the regional sense when you look at the challenge in there, where we actually have more than half of the cities in the UK which are in the bottom 25% of productivity in Europe. So there are some significant challenges that we have to address, and I think the opportunity we have here is if we can move people up in here by smart use of innovation driven by the great research and other assets that we have in the UK, we can make a big difference there. The number that emerges from that is a potential. If you can take that bottom 75% and move them up by 10 percentile points, not to the highest, move the 20% to 30, the 30 to 40, etc., it's a potential 130 billion GVA value add to the UK. So improving productivity for the firm, of course, is important, and finding vehicles to do that, but improving it for the country is equally important. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a straightforward thing to do, because there are many challenges. And again, this is somewhere where I think it's extremely important that we're pulling together the great capabilities we have both in universities and businesses together. Because businesses, of course, will champion on and carry on doing the innovation, doing the things they do to evolve the business models in that challenging new world. But I think the opportunity to more deeply think through some of the issues that we're going to have in this revolution around privacy and safety, as well as security, and particularly in skills, is something where we need a coordinated and well-connected environment. I mean, when you look at some of the issues around security, we've had a few notable ones recently. Tesco has obviously, in the last few days, been badly hacked. We actually have an organisation inside Cisco which monitors this based on a series of capabilities we have. We actually block 19.7 billion threats a day. Right? 19.7 billion worldwide, that is. Which says that we have to be very thoughtful about the way we take this next step of revolution. And I think that's something we have to do in a much more joined-up way than we are doing today. It has to be done with, you know, good government support, good industry support, but good academic and good research support. And I think, again, there's a great opportunity to do that, and I think it's important that policymakers and business engage in a broad way to achieve that. I think it's interesting, however, to see that when you start to do this, you can make some really great steps forward. And you know, my team at Cisco have certainly been involved for some time. They weren't in the early days involved with projects which involved bringing consortia together in the way that they have done recently with the help of Innovate UK and other funding, some European funding as well. But they've actually done that, and I think it's a good example of a business that probably wouldn't have engaged to this breadth, seeing this opportunity when you can pull all these parties together to be doing things in a very different way, and actually created one of the innovation centres we have, we call Create, and its job is effectively to work with private sector, public sector, big and small companies and universities and others, pull them together to build proofs of concept that can actually show how we can address some particular societal changes. And they stepped into it very lightly in the early stage with a couple of things looking at street lighting and mechanisms for managing lighting in a much more sophisticated way. That involved bringing big consortia together, which frankly as a business I would have struggled to have seen both the ability to do in some cases and certainly the diversion that maybe caused away from the mainline. But given the ability, particularly with Innovate UK support, to bring consortia together, and I think it is a key strength that Innovate UK have brought over the last number of years, and we have to multiply further in the next generation, I think we've done some interesting things. We also pulled together subsequently then a whole series of work looking at the next generation of stations and what the implications of that would be. And of course, this is all open information because it's done in this open way. And I think it's very powerful. We're now involved in four other projects around superfast Wi-Fi on trains and the implications of that more broadly, security models for IoT devices, and also strategic responses to flood emergencies. Again, things that we might not have engaged in as broadly, but with big consortia that we're pulling together. I think, you know, it illustrates really the opportunity for what we want business to be doing over the next number of years. And the most notable one we're involved in at the moment is the consortia in Manchester in so-called CityVerve. And CityVerve was an Innovate UK project to try and bring together consortia to look at how the Internet of Things could be engaged in a city. And Manchester have taken a very connected view of this. And there's some 21 companies and a university and a series of other organisations who have been pulled together to look and to share the best practice around things like energy and the environment, transport and travel, you know, even to integrating into that health benefits and so on, as well as health and social care, the notification of people that air quality is not good enough and therefore shouldn't leave home and so on, and also things around culture and human aspects to allow people to engage. My point really being that in those sorts of environments, this breadth of these sorts of projects, the opportunity for industry to make a big difference and to drive innovation is something that I think we've moved along significantly on over the last 4 or 5 years. And I think we have the opportunity now, despite the reservations, and clearly I do have reservations about the integration of Innovate UK into UKRI, but I think we really need to look at it also as an opportunity to really multiply this to a much greater extent even than it is today, and have a lot more of business who see that this is an absolute necessity to drive innovation and to drive the best that we can from the UK in the current environment. So from that perspective, you know, my view is that we really would need to see that this organisation, as it emerges, would look business relevant. So that conversation I have either would be an easier conversation because people would be seeing the success from it. It would have to be market sensitive based on the sorts of changes that are actually happening now and not in an ivory tower that doesn't see the changes and the dynamism that's needed in the current world. I think it has to be very simple and accessible. That's something we've been trying to engage at Innovate UK in, and we know we've got some work to do in there. And I think, again, I would hate to see that step backwards. But it has to be very impactful and visible. And I think if it achieves those things from a business perspective, I think we've got a chance of engaging much wider swathes of business than we have today. I think that opportunity is clearly in front of us, and I'm very committed to trying to, from all my hats, bring it together and make it successful. So that's all I'd like to say for the moment. Thank you.